and it really, really bugged me because not only do I want to impress my boss, I want to impress my foreman out in the road crew that I'm working with as well. And I feel like if I can't do that in a decent amount of time, setting up the zone, I feel like this foreman's going to think I'm an idiot or something. And I'm like, this really bugs me because I really want to do a good job. And here I am trying to work with this faulty equipment, and it's taking me forever to get it set up. And it's really got me in a bad mood that I couldn't do it in the amount of time that I should have. And it's not fun when you want to do a good job and something is keeping you from doing that. It really bugs me. Let me just say, I can't think of anything that bugs me more. On top of that, I got home that day and I lost my keys right as I walked in the door. Turns out that it's laying on my trunk from when I was sitting on lunch box on there dragging other stuff to take back in the house. So I'm like, Chandler, you are such a daggum foolish young man.
I mean, even though none of us are perfect, and every single person has a weak point in some way or other. So it's just one of those things, just shrug it off. If something is out of your control and you can't do anything to fix it, just learn to live with it and kind of joke about the problem more than get mad about it, because you can get mad all you want and you can't fix it. I cannot fix my short-term memory. It has nothing to do with me not caring. It has nothing to do with that. I just can't do it. I don't have it, so it's one of the things I guess I have Alzheimer's or dementia or something early. I don't know. But I've had it my whole life. It ain't going anywhere. So I just learned to deal with it. People can get mad about it if they want. It's not that I didn't care. I can't remember anything. So just learn to live with it. It'll be alright. Anyways, I'll probably get off of here soon, but I do want to catch up with you at some point this weekend.
I don't know about driving all the way out to Tijuana just because of all the flooding in North Montecast. Not that I'll be driving over any bodies of water to come see you, but it may be a little too risky just because of the amounts of rain we're supposed to get. And the Pickens DOC communications ham radio group has already sent out an email saying that we see any flooding to report it to the email server or on the air. So, that tells me that they're expecting something pretty significant. I'd definitely love to catch up with you, but I don't want to keep you from getting to get your sleep, buddy. I know you need it. We all do. So I'll let you get your rest, and I'll probably go back up on DMR and talk to Keith for a little bit back in the house. I'll make sure I hear in the car just for a few more minutes. But, Daniel, it's been a pleasure, buddy. And, I really enjoy talking with you. You're a good friend, and, I really enjoy our conversations on the radio, as well as in person. You have a good night, buddy. Get you some good sleep. I'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully. I guess. I don't know. Hopefully. Okay, from the WZ, I'm from KO, from the WWZ. I'll be clear on your file. Good talking to you, brother.
And if you can't come out to PR, I'll go see you or something. Outline going over towards the Ely or whatever. I know last Monday we had 6 inches of rain, and I don't want to drive in flooding either if I don't have to, but if it doesn't rain like that, then we'll go hang out and do something. Well, I'll I'll catch you later on. Thanks for hanging around and talking to me. We'll catch you later on. KO4WWZ, KJ4WZM. Good talking to you, Chandler 73.